Along with setting Alaska's hunting regulations, the State Board of Game also makes decisions about what animals Alaskans are allowed to keep as pets or livestock. Ferrets, alpacas, and one-humped camels are all on the okay list. At this year's meeting, currently underway in Anchorage, the Game Board is considering a proposal to allow a new species, the lesser hedgehog tenrec. As Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports, some tenrecs are already here, living in hiding.
The lesser hedgehog tenrec is not actually a hedgehog. They look like hedgehogs, but they're not even closely related. And even though they're illegal, there are at least a couple tenrecs in Alaska. One of them, named Lemon, was sprawled out in the palm of my hand recently at a house in the Matanuska Susitna Borough. Lemon perks up when she sees a small bowl of worms. Like other tenrecs, Lemon is covered in hard, dull spines, and she has a pointy face like a rodent's. Her owner, we'll call her Stacy, agreed to an interview if we promised to alter her voice and not identify her.
She's sweet and cuddly. I can carry her around. She'll sit in my shirt, or she has a little pouch that I can carry her in.
Stacy says she had a hedgehog once, and it did not go well. Other unhappy hedgehog owners on Facebook told Stacy about tenrecs, which are mellower and cleaner. Some people, like the former Alaska resident who proposed allowing them, described them as hypoallergenic. When she got Lemon from a breeder in the lower 48, Stacy wasn't aware that tenrecs are illegal in Alaska. Among other steps in the process, Lemon had to get checked by a veterinarian. Stacy figured somebody along the way would have warned her, but they didn't. It turns out Alaska doesn't have a list of banned pets, just one with those that have been allowed. It's also unclear how many states have legalized tenrecs like Lemon.
I have grown quite fond of her, so I of course don't want anything to happen where I would get in trouble for having her or lose her. That's definitely a huge concern. She's grown to be part of her family.
Stacy has reason to be concerned. The Alaska Wildlife Troopers say that if they become aware of a prohibited pet, they would have to investigate. Major Bernard Chastain, Deputy Director of the Wildlife Troopers, says there are only so many options, and they all involve getting rid of the pet.
Options may include the owner of the animal actually euthanizing the animal, potentially the owner shipping that animal out of state to a location where someone could possess it legally.
And in cases that Chastain describes as extreme,
if the person refuses to comply and it warrants law enforcement getting involved, we would potentially seize the animal and charge the person for possession.
Tenrecs might have an uphill battle in Alaska. The Department of Fish and Game opposes making them legal. Despite the fact that U.S. breeders raise them in captivity, Fish and Game says allowing tenrecs as pets could encourage the pet trade in a species that presents a conservation concern in its native habitat. If the Game Board agrees, that would leave Stacy and Lemon in the same predicament.
That is a huge concern because I've never had an illegal pet, or, you know, I might speed sometimes, but otherwise I generally don't do anything wrong. It is a little stressful. It's stressful having her.
So unless something changes, Little Lemon has to stay a secret. In the Matsu Borough, I'm Casey Grove.